when you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, technicals.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to our fine radio station today. Today, with me, I have Tim. Tim was on my show last week, and he is back to bring more awesome music and some Russian music this time. Right, Tim?
That is correct.
Say hello.
Hello,
Tim.
Hello, my friends.
And so Tim has brought more music to share with us today. So I started off today's show with a local metal band called 3 Inches of Blood off of their latest album, Here Waits Thy Doom. It came out last year. That song was called Call of the Hammer. It's great. Feeling pretty metal today. There's a metal show coming up tomorrow that should be good. Arch Enemy are playing with Exodus at the Commodore Ballroom, so perhaps I'll be playing more metal for you guys today. And also a lot of what Tim has brought. And so one of the first songs that Tim brought for us today is a brand new song by Alkaline Trio. They have a new album out called, it's coming out February 23rd. It's going to be called This Addiction. Anything about this song? It's the best song on the album?
No, just like the whole album is good.
Yeah.
This is like probably one of my favorite songs of the album.
Yeah, it's called Dine, My Darling.
Yeah, and we all know what the reference is.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I said, like Skiba said, that it's going to be there again, a rock album. But to me, just sounds like a classic trio.
Yeah, which is good.
Like just
so it's the album's not out yet, but we do have a promo copy of it. So that's how we'll be playing this for you. And if you like it, perhaps you should go pick it up. Or they are even playing in Seattle February 20th at Numo's Club, which is on Pike Street. If you've ever been to Seattle before, and it's a great small venue. And I'm a little bit jealous of it because Seattle has a bunch of really great small venues in a very kind of like small area downtown. And Vancouver kind of lacks that. There are a few good small venues, but like when bands come to town, they're limited to basically like, I don't know, the Biltmore or the Rickshaw. And Vancouver used to have a lot of really, really great smaller size venues and a lot of really good all ages venues as well. There used to be a club called Mesa Luna on Broadway. And I don't know if, were you in Vancouver when Mesa Luna was around?
I heard about it.
And it was like, I went there all the time, like before I was 19, before you could go to whatever licensed shows. I would go to Mesa Luna all the time, and it was great. And it was really easy to get to, and bands like the Blood Brothers, Tsunami Bomb, Red Light Sting would play there all the time. Now it's gone. Now there aren't any shows there anymore. So, I don't know. Vancouver has a lack of small, all-ages clubs, in my opinion. But what can I do about that? Nothing. I don't know. Like the Olympics, what can I do about it? If one opposes the Olympics, what can you do about it? Not too much.
Not that much. I'm sorry, my friends.
Oh, it's okay. I will feel all right. All right, let's get to some brand new Alkaline Trio. Yeah?
Yes.
Let's do it. Do you remember the call sign? CITR? You're listening to
101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Yes, exactly.
Correct.
Tim, you're natural.
Thank you, buddy.
He's awesome.
Don't leave me alone, I'm waiting for this to be the last thing that I say. Well, if I tried real good, better probably silent, so I'm looking for you to be the very last thing I see before I up and fly away. I'm counting on you to help push me through with something good to remember on my red letter day. Don't worry, I only feel the good things. So let's dine, my darling. Let's have all that supper as us two lovers. Let me dance real sweet and slow. Because of you, you make me tell the truth. You taught me to drink like a man. You rescued my tail from between my legs. Now if I can think it, I am. And I'm taking these words with me when I go over to the other side. I'll be waiting on you, but don't show up too soon. I'll be bored at 7, but I'll be alright. Let's dine, my darling.
Vancouver's most reputable community-driven concert calendar. New shows are listed daily by the city's most prominent promoters, but also by you. The musicians and fans were the driving force of our local music scene. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they're personalized. They're integrated with local music directories that are constantly updated by the bands, musicians, and businesses who refer to them as they pick locations and lineups for their newest upcoming shows. And no one's barred from contributing. Since we all know, fans know more about the players than anyone. So visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest major and independent event listings. And while you're at it, check out our archives and discover how closely we all work together in this community, putting on the shows you love.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I'm here with my friend Tim, who's doing a marvelous job, by the way. You just heard Gravemaker off of their album Bury Me at Sea. That song was called Time Heals Nothing, and I played Gravemaker because they are playing a show in Vancouver. They are opening up for the Warriors. That show is happening at the Biltmore Cabaret Monday, February 15th. They're also playing with Ill Intent, Sojourner, and Dead Meat. It should be a good hardcore show, in my humble opinion. Before Gravemaker, I played Alkaline Trio off of their
upcoming album.
Called This Addiction. That song's called
Dine Die My Darling.
Yes, exactly. And so Tim is here today to share a lot of his music. And I asked him a while ago, Alkaline Trio are a band who, there are three guys in it, and the two guys who play bass and guitar write most of the songs. And so half of the time, Matt will sing songs, and the other half of the time, the bassist, Dan, will sing the songs. And I asked him which of the songs he liked better. Did you like Dan's songs or Matt's songs more? Because there is a definite, like, difference between how they sound.
Yes, there is difference, but and I just like the whole thing, but probably Matt Skiba is my...
Yeah, he has a lot of side projects going as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard of Heavens?
Heavens, yep. Yeah, the F minus. His solo album comes out. He recorded a solo album, the new one, called Demos, and it will be out after the new Alkaline Trio will be out.
Really?
And it will be on Asian Man Records.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. I wanted to play more music that you brought. What's the next song that you want to play, Tim?
The next one, talking about Alkaline Trio. They're a kind of new band, a small band called Like Bats.
Like Bats, okay.
They're from Northwest Indiana. That's their second release. The first one was just a demo. And they also had a couple splits. But this is their first, like, proper release.
Yeah.
And it was released on Traffic Street Records, sorry, which is an amazing label. And they sound a lot like mix of Lawrence Arms and Alkaline Trio. And
that sounds like a pretty good mix to me.
Yeah.
And I'll probably be playing some Lawrence Arms for you guys later on today if we have time. I want to get to a lot of music that Tim brought today because he brought a lot last week and I only got to play like half of what he brought. So hopefully.
I just bring some extra to be.
just to be safe. Yes. All right, so let's get to them. This is a band called Like Bats on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
I never met them. Or anyway, complaining, yeah.
I didn't mean to play Gravemaker. I meant to play against me. Oh well, that's okay. They can, Gravemaker can sing in the background while we talk. What were we going to talk? We wanted to introduce the next song. We just played a song called Like Bats, and the next album, actually, sorry, let me just, Like Bats, off of their album, Look on the Bright Side, that song is called Pop Tops. The next band that Tim brought is called
No Shame.
No Shame. Yes.
And they're from small town called Sala, and that's in Finland. So
we are about to listen to a Finnish band.
To some cold music, but actually I really like all the Scandinavian scene, like punk rock and metal stuff is really good, and like
Vancouver's got a pretty good scene, I'd have to say. Vancouver's got a pretty good scene.
I like Scandinavia. I said Scandinavia.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah,
so all the Scandinavia, like from Finland, like all the Swedish bands. And No Shame, one of the band from Finland, their release came out on Full Stream Records, which is a pretty cool Finnish record label. But they actually, not the old band, but they started in 1999, and it's a fifth album. Really?
So this is a recent release then?
I think it's 2010.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so let's get a taste of Finland right now on, what are we listening to, Tim?
CITR 101.9 Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada, Planet Earth.
Perfect. Thank you, Tim.
Right.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. You just heard Bastard Child Death Cult off of their album Year Zero. That song was called Radio Silence. Before that, I played Against Me off of a release. I think it's an EP called Disco Before the Breakdown. That song was called We Are Gonna Give It. Tonight, we are going to give it 35%. And Against Me are coming to town, aren't they, Tim?
That is correct. I think they're playing March 2nd.
March 2nd, they are.
Like that.
And Tim already has his tickets because he is on the ball, unlike me. If you've ever heard my show before, all I ever do is complain about how I miss shows because I don't buy tickets in time, because I always just like keep putting it off, and then at the last minute, I'm like, I guess I should go buy tickets. And guess what? It's sold out, you poor bastard. That's me all the time. Before Against Me, I played No Shame, which is a song brought to us by Tim off of their album Ironing Day. That song was called Better Drunk Than Part of the Machine. And we were trying to figure out if it was sung in English or Finnish or if it was both, because we were definitely hearing a lot of English words, but we were definitely also hearing a lot of phrases that were not in English, or at least if they were, it was very like there was a very thick accent and we didn't understand it. So I don't know what Finnish sounds like, so I don't know what I'm supposed to be listening for, but in the end we concluded that it must have been a mix of both, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Coming up next though, we have a special treat all the way from Russia, which Tim has brought for us today. And I'm not gonna say this because I'm just gonna butcher it all. Why don't you introduce this, Tim? What's the band called?
Okay, the name of the band is Tarakane.
Okay.
That means cockroaches. Like one of my friends in Russia, and like all the people, they listened to the podcast of the previous show. They say, why didn't you play the Russian music?
Yeah, why didn't you play the Russian music, Tim?
I don't know, I just...
Tim has been on Flex Your Head before, which is a show here on CITR, which happens Tuesday nights, and he's done a couple Russian punk rock shows with the Flex Your Head guys, so...
Yeah, I played some music, and I think people liked it.
Yeah, totally.
And because they criticized me, my Russian friends, so I decided to kind of improve...
Improve your performance?
Yes, like in high school. Okay. And so I brought my favorite and probably the best Russian band called Tarakane, and the name of the song is Mnogo Dolarov in Malo Lyubvi. That means lots of dollars, not enough love. And that's from their recent album, came out 2009, in the end of the year.
What's the album called? Say it.
Boy Dadir.
And what does it mean?
Like it's the Russian saying that kind of means fight till the end, or something like that. And... yeah, it's the best Russian punk band.
That's awesome.
I really like them because they are constantly active. They are like...
Constantly active, like how, politically, or they always play shows, or...
That's the thing. It's not like they play the shows every day, but the band is something happening about the band all the time. So, like, they doing, like, I don't know, videos, they play in shows, they, like, the main guy, the front man, he does the DJ shows, like, he plays music.
Oh, cool.
And... like they involve the like different styles, so they have like the blog and they always have some videos, they have some, they go
so
to
they're
shows.
Always in touch with their fans and
exactly.
everything.
Exactly. And it's so close, like the people who live in Moscow, like they just like I guess know them or like something.
That's really awesome. That's really hard to find with a lot of North American music, especially. I mean, like there are bands that will update their MySpace, so they'll keep a blog or they'll post videos like on YouTube every now and then, but it's very, very hard to feel connected to them. Like at least for me anyways, like with bands I really like Alkaline Trio or you know anything else, like it feels like, you know, I can only do so much to show how much I appreciate them. Like I have an Alkaline Trio logo tattooed on me, but I mean, how do they know about that, right? And do they even care? I don't know.
Yeah, and like for example, these guys, like they go to show to like Sweden or Germany, they write the review in their blog, and like people comment and they just reply, and there's just it's life. Like action, talking to
Like if you wrote an email or a letter to probably like one of your favorite bands right now, like they probably like if you wrote a letter to NoFX, would they reply?
Probably not.
Probably. Not.
But talking about Against Me, it was a really cool thing. Tom Gabel did.
Yeah.
They played. They opened for Foo Fighters, and I really
Remember that, and I wanted to go, but it was like. I have a very hard time justifying paying like really expensive ticket prices to go see an opening band because I know that they'll play a really short set, right?
Exactly. That's what happened to me, and I was like debating, should I go or should I spend that much money? And then I was ready to go, I found out the show was sold out. And I was kind of mad. Like, I don't care about Foo Fighters. I want to see Against Me.
Yeah, totally.
And then I just sent a MySpace message to Against Me. Mm-hmm. And then just the next day, I got my MySpace message back. And like, Tom says, okay, write me back before the show. And if we have a spot on the guest list, I'll put you in. Oh. So I didn't expect it at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So just the day before the show, I just reminded him, if this thing is still active. And then just the next day he MySpace me back and he's like, okay, you are on a bill, like on a guest list, and you can bring a friend. And I was just like, this is so cool. Like,
that's amazing, dude.
And especially like at that time, like they're right now they're a big band, mm-hmm. and they definitely probably they get like millions of like MySpace messages.
Yeah, and, like, probably like, and so he much found spam, the time like...
to
reply to you.
To reply and actually do something and like...
And put you on the guest list. And that's amazing, Tim.
And, like, and now after that, I'm just a like lifetime fan of Against Me and I don't care. Like,
yeah, that definitely.
That was just like... Just
it was just like such a huge gesture for someone that you didn't even know.
Yeah, after that, I before the show I came early, I've met him and I said, thank you. I brought him some presents.
Flowers and some wine. Box of chocolates.
No, that's too romantic. but... I just said, thank you. This is just...
Yeah.
And obviously, like, I enjoyed the show 100%.
That's amazing. And they're coming again soon. So you will enjoy them all much more, Tim. And hopefully I will, too, if I get my shit together. Fingers crossed. All right. So let's get to some Russian music.
Okay. Let's do it.
On... What are we listening to, Tim?
No, we're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Exactly.
Tell me lies, baby. something you'll know for sure. I won't be the one to be sure that we're someone down now. I love you to watch out. And I can't stay mad at you. One thing you'll know for sure, I won't be the one to fall in love with someone new. I'll love you till I shine, and I can't stay as you do.
Sex and violence has lost its charm. I need something to amuse. And war is boring, it's not enough. I need a shock down to my shoes. Pedophile lust, torture blood in the dust. Take all you can. As long as it's on a TV screen, keep it away from my house, man. I'm long gone. I'm long gone. I'm long gone.
Gasoline.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Tim is here today as well. And we just played Bullet Treatment off of their album What Else Could You Want? That song was called I Hate Children.
Yes, that's a cover of Old Adolescent Song, which is also one of my favorite bands ever and like their first album.
The Adolescents, you said?
Yeah. One of the best albums in the history of punk music, I personally think. Their first self-titled one. Bullet Treatment is a very cool and interesting band. They have, like, there's one guy, the main guy, and, like, every release, the people in the band are different. So he just...
Really? So it's just one guy, and then every single time?
Kind of.
He kicks every... Does he kick everybody out of the band?
No, just, like, he's, like, in... I think he's in friends with everyone. And, like, on the website, there's a list of, like, 20 different bands.
Yeah.
Which are, like, the members from this band's playing Bullet Treatment.
Okay.
And, for example, the last release was really cool. It was released on Fetrac. And the Bullet Treatment, they recorded, like, an instrumental song.
Okay.
And they gave it to the front... like the singers from Fat Bands, and everyone did the different like lyrics and different like words and different like even like the structure of a song changed, because like for one guy does for this moment like it's a chorus, for the other guy it's a verse, and for like
it's crazy.
And so like Johnny from Suginators, Ras from Only Crime, Thomas from Strike Anywhere.
Has there ever been like a repeat, or like that's like his thing, if you work on an album once then you can't work on again, or has he like gotten people to come back? And
I don't really know, but I think like every release there are like new people.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, so like all those people, they did like different versions of the song. Mm-hmm. So it's like technically 7-inch has 6 songs. The music is the same, but the lyrics are different.
Yeah,
and different vocalists. Oh. And it was released last year on Fat. And this song we played, it was just their new release, which has a like a compilation of the stuff which was released on. Like 7-inches and some compilations which are out of print or like on vinyl, and I think they released on CD.
Yeah.
And it's just like a huge compilation of this stuff which is out of print and has a couple covers. They did the Ramones song, Havana Ware, really fast. like this I Hate Children song also.
Yeah, that's awesome. Before Bullet Treatment, thank you very much.
No problem.
Tim is just a fountain, a wealth of information.
I just use the internet.
Don't give away trade secrets.
Okay, I have dial-up.
Dial-up. I connect to the internet with my Commodore 64. That's what I do, okay? That's my secret. Before Bullet Treatment, we played King Khan and Barbecue Show off of their album Invisible Girl. That song is called I'll Be Loving You. Prior to that was some brand new Bouncing Souls off of their latest released Ghost on the Boardwalk. That song is called Gasoline. And as Tim was explaining before, the Bouncing Souls, that latest release, they released completely independently through their own label, which is Chunksa Records. And so it's very hard to find in stores, Tim says. And like, so I guess you can only order it on the internet.
Yeah, I think... I don't know why, but like it's really hard to like find the actual CD. Mm-hmm. Possibly you can get it from the label.
Probably,
but,
yeah.
But actually, this label has lots of cool bands.
Definitely, yeah. Before the Bouncing Souls, I played the Queers off of their album Monkey Brain. That song is called I Can't Stay Mad at You. Very Beach Boys-y, very Beatles-y. Such a cute song. Love it.
Yeah, we both love the Queers, and this album is just amazing.
Yeah, it's good. And the last time the Queers came here, and Tim noticed this as well, because he was also at this show, as was I, they didn't play any songs off of Monkey Brain, which is very, very interesting. I don't want to say disappointing, because I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, it was a good show. And was, like,
but I found it strange that they didn't play anything off of their latest album.
Yeah,
so,
like the set list is good, and like they played lots of good songs, but I want to see, to hear a couple like new songs, which I like too.
Yeah, but whatever. Maybe they'll come back and then they'll play more stuff off Monkey Brain. Here's hoping. Right now, though, I would like to tell you about some shows coming up in the future that perhaps I hope you would be interested in. Kind of out of order, I guess. Like I said a while ago, coming up tomorrow, Arch Enemy are playing with Arsis and Exodus, as happening at the Commodore Ballroom. And then... a few days after that, Gravemaker playing with the Warriors at the Biltmore, February 15th. I don't know if there's too much else going on in February, because we do have the Olympics going on in Vancouver. So there are a lot of shows, but there are the Vancouver Cultural Olympiad shows. So a lot of pretty major label Canadian acts. are playing, and actually one of those shows looks fairly interesting. Alexis on Fire is playing with the Cancer Bats, and that is happening February 23rd at BC Place. They are playing with Billy Talent. That's who they're opening for. So it's going to be a big show, and it's going to be... It's at BC Place, and so there are going to be a lot of people there.
Do you know, is it like a ticket show, so you like need to pay lots of money to get in? Or
I think so. Okay. I think so, but if you're a fan of the Cancer Bats, they're actually playing another show in the future with Against Me. The Cancer Bats are playing with Against Me. That's happening March 2nd at the Rickshaw, which is even more incentive for me to go out and buy a ticket and get my shit together. High on Fire are playing a free show at the Biltmore February 10th, but I hear that they did print tickets for that show, and I think tickets are obviously sold out because they were like $2 or they were free or something. And so people who are just like even remotely interested in High on Fire or just going out the night, of course, picked up a ticket for it.
And I think like those $2, they still go to some charity.
Yep, so it's some Volcom related charity for providing, I think, snowboarding and skiing gear for kids who can't afford it or something like that. So it's a fundraiser show, so it's going to be great, but it's going to be crowded as well. And then Bison are also playing a show. They're playing, what did I say? Did I say February or March? I think it was March.
I think it was February 19th.
February 19th, yeah, actually. February 19th, they're playing at the Rickshaw. So a really, really great local metal band. They were also signed to Metal Blade Records within the last few years, which is awesome for a local band to achieve. And then the next day, DOA are playing a show at the Rickshaw as well. That's happening February 20th. And then in March, we have Every Time I Die coming to Vancouver. They're playing March 29. I can't figure out if that was a
March.
4 or 9. End of March at the Rickshaw. And anything else going on in March that you wanted to talk about? Creator,
yes, March 19th at the Rickshaw.
Yep.
The Slackers, March 25th.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Mackenzies, March
11th. That'll be a fun show. When are they playing?
March 11th.
Okay. At
Rickshaw.
Rickshaw, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in April, there are a few shows going on as well. King Kong and the Shrines are playing April 12th at Venue Nightclub. Dillinger Escape Plan are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing April 9th at the Rickshaw. And what else did I want to mention? I also wanted to mention that Fintrol are coming back to Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, they're playing.
They're like a folk metal band. Fintrol are playing with Moonsorrow and Swallow the Sun. That's April 27th.
My wife really likes Fintrol.
At Red Room. I went to go see... No, I don't think I saw Fintrol. I saw Moonsorrow, who's opening for Fintrol, at a Pagan Fest a while ago. Actually, no, I didn't see Fintrol, but I met them. I met them downtown the last time they were here, and they put me on the guest list for their show, but I didn't go. I pretended to be like really stoked on it. I don't know, I just got lazy, and I went home, and I was like, I don't know anyone else going. And it would have just been me going to this like Fintrol show just because they put me on the guest list, and so I was like, whatever, I'll like just stay home.
I'm pretty sure that Fintrol was looking for you like the whole show.
And no, like... whatever, they probably didn't even remember me. It's totally cool. It's totally, ugh. It's totally cool, right? Right now, we're out of time right now. I was going to play the Lawrence Arms. There we go. But there is no time. So what I'm going to do is, coming up next, we have the Inkstud show all about comic books. Unfortunately, Robin isn't in today, but he has sent me a link to today's show, so I'll be playing that today. And then later on at 3 o'clock, we have Japanese Music Quest, and then at 3:30, we have Mary Ev with the French Connection. So stay tuned to CITR, because we have a lot of awesome programs coming up for you today. I'm not going to play the Lawrence Arms. There's no time. Is there anything you wanted to say, Tim?
I'll just thank you. I hope you like our music, the music we play, and...
I enjoy your company here on the show, Tim.
Your company here, and thank you very much for inviting me, and it's my pleasure. And
you are very welcome, and you are welcome back anytime. So hopefully Tim will come back and do more awesome shows with me.
Yeah,
bring more pleasure. Russian music.
Yeah, I hope people like it. Just let us know if you like it. We'll play more for you.
Definitely. All right, that's it for me. Have a great week, guys. If you want to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can check out podcasts for this show and for other CITR shows through our great website, which is citr.ca. That's it.
That's it.
Have a great week, guys.
Thank you.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on C.